Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hello from CNN, I'm Joe Beck, with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, May 1st. By CNN's counts, more than 1,000 people have been arrested on dozens of US college campuses since April 18th, as protests over the war in Gaza continue. Just last night, roughly 300 people were arrested at Columbia University in City College, with police breaching a barricaded building with flashbangs and a SWAT vehicle. Since then, it's been quiet at Columbia, as CNN's Gabe Cohen explains.
Today, you can see clearly this big NYPD presence, a few officers here. As we come around, there's a lot more security, a lot more officers in this restricted main entrance to the campus here. And so we expect we're going to continue to see this. Officers out front trying to make sure that more protests don't pop back up.
Meanwhile, UCLA's college newspaper published an editorial accusing the school of failing to protect students after violent clashes between pro-Israeli and pro-Palestinian demonstrators overnight. Video shows protesters fighting each other with boards and debris, while a line of police prevented more people from entering the scene. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has wrapped up meetings with Israel's Prime Minister in Jerusalem today. It's part of the US's ongoing efforts to reach an immediate ceasefire in the Gaza Strip as part of a hostage deal. But Blinken says Hamas is standing in the way of an agreement, as CNN's Jeremy Diamond tells us.
Their response won't result in an immediate deal if it is a positive response, but it will at least signal whether or not serious negotiations over the details of this proposal are indeed possible. And certainly Israeli officials have indicated to me that this is the last chance, basically, to stop an Israeli ground offensive in Rafah.
It is a devastating day for women across the state of Florida and, quite frankly, in the Southeast.
That was Lauren Book, the minority leader of the Florida Senate, speaking today as a six-week abortion ban comes into effect in the state.
There is going to be a huge dearth of services here for women, and it is a scary time.
The only exceptions to the law are cases of rape, incest, or human trafficking, and it makes Florida one of the most restrictive states in the country. Also high up on that list is Arizona, where the state's Supreme Court ruled last month that a 160-year-old law banning all abortions at any stage should be enforced, unless it's medically necessary to save the pregnant person's life. But today, the state's Senate is expected to vote to repeal that law, after major pushback from both Republicans and Democrats. Election officials are beefing up security, as a new survey shows that nearly one in four have dealt with threats and harassment. The study comes from the liberal-leaning Brennan Center for Justice and highlights how volatile elections have gotten since 2020. 92% of the local officials surveyed said they've taken action since then to increase security. The results come as former President Donald Trump refused to rule out that his supporters could be violent if he isn't elected in November. He suggested to Time magazine that it would depend on the result of the election. Up next, how a beekeeper became the MVP at a Major League Baseball game.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
The start of a Major League Baseball game was delayed last night because of a swarm of bees at Arizona's Chase Field. Arizona Diamondbacks and LA Dodgers fans had to wait for around 2 hours because the swarm took up residency in the netting behind the home plate. There was concern that a foul ball could cause the bees to move towards fans, so beekeeper Matt Hilton was summoned to help from his son's baseball game and walked onto the pitch to chants of MVP and the tune of Bonnie Tyler's Holding Out for a Hero. He vacuumed the bees up to release them after the game, and his efforts were later rewarded with the chance to throw out the first pitch before the game finally got underway and the Diamondbacks won. That's all for now, but if that last story gave you an unexpected buzz, you should take a listen to this Saturday's episode of 5 Good Things, when host Chris DeBow will be chatting about bees making an unexpected comeback. Our next episode of Five Things is out today at 3 p.m. Eastern.